Southeast's commercial fishing fleets this May had no opportunity for a directed fishery targeting Chinook salmon returning to the Stikine and Taku rivers, two transboundary rivers in central and northern Southeast. Run forecasts going into the season were not high enough to open fisheries, and the runs appear to be coming in well below those forecasts. However, there are a few signs of possible improvement in future years. From Petersburg, KFSK's Joe Vicnicki reports.
2005 saw the first early season gill netting and trolling opportunities for Stikine and Taku River kings in decades, but the Stikine hasn't opened since 2008 and the Taku since 2009. Fishery managers did not expect that to change this year based on preseason forecasts. On the Stikine, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game forecast 30,000 kings would return to spawn this year. But Troy Tinas, commercial fisheries area management biologist for Petersburg and Wrangell, says that number has dropped.
The first in-season forecast dropped significantly from that down to about 18,000. It's been building up here a little bit in recent weeks. We're now about 23,000. Is what the latest in-season projections are for a total return.
When the fishery was reopened for the big run of 2005, the gillnet fleet saw fishing time in early May and caught almost 26,000 kings, worth around $1 million on the docks. With a smaller king run this year, the gillnet fleet did not see any openings targeting sockeye and other salmon in central Southeast until mid-June, and saw some area restrictions once it was open to reduce the catch of Stikine kings. Further to the north, the preseason forecast for the Taku River was similar to last year's, nearly 41,000 kings, and that forecast would have been enough for commercial fishing on Taku Chinook. However, Juneau area management biologist Kevin Monagle says it does not look like the run will reach that forecast.
Bottom line is, though, we have been over forecasting the run size for the last couple years. We've decided not to implement a commercial fishery until we have the in-season information, and only if that in-season information supports the forecast.
Monagle says the latest run estimate is well below the Taku's escapement goal range of 19,000 to 36,000 Chinook.
Right now, based on the information we have, we're not tracking to make escapement for Taku River Chinook.
Monagle says the Taku run has not been meeting forecasts for the past 4 to 5 years. Both rivers flow between the U.S. and Canada, and commercial fishing opportunity is governed by the Pacific Salmon Treaty between the two countries. Ed Jones, a Chinook and Coho salmon stock assessment biologist with Fish and Game, says the runs may be lower because of a combination of factors. He thinks too many fish made it back to the spawning grounds, also known as the escapement, making for crowded river conditions during those bigger runs of 2005 and 2006.
In my opinion, we had two things going on. We had too many fish come in, and the marine survival wasn't favorable. My hopes are that the production that comes back next year and the year after that, they're coming in, the bulk of that production's coming in off of escapements in 2000 and 2008 that were right in the middle of the escapement goal range. And that, in my opinion, should produce a good number of fish, and the jack returns that we're seeing now are an early suggestion that maybe that is coming.
Fishery managers report seeing good numbers of those jack kings, or the small fish returning after just a year or two in saltwater, which could foretell better runs for next year. Jones says the department's forecasts rely on average rates of ocean survival, and king survival has been lower than average in Alaska in the past few years, but Jones thinks that may change.
Normally, what we tend to see is it moves north to south and then south to north, the effect, either poor or good marine survival. And what we're seeing now is the good marine survival conditions are apparently being encountered by the southern stocks, and we expect that to work its way north.
The final estimates on the return strengths for the two river systems are not compiled until later in the year. I'm Joe Vicnicki.